time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Yes, it's Ask the Expert here in Lunchtime Live, and dragologist Carl Johnson, who's from Universal Hair and Scalp Clinic in Dublin, is with me here in studio this afternoon. Carl, how are things? Thanks, William, for joining us.
Thank you.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a question or voice note for Carl this afternoon, get it into us. Before that, though, are we good at looking after our scalp? Do we mind it?
Yes, unless you need somebody like me, in which case you maybe aren't minding it, or yeah, you have the best intentions, but something's not quite right. This time of the year, the weather, the cold, if you're prone or you have a sensitive scalp, it will affect it.
Why is that?
Lots to do with vitamin D. Vitamin D is terribly important, and it's not a vitamin, it's essentially a hormone that the sun synthesizes in our skin. So it's very important for the growth of your hair and the overturn of new skin cells. And your scalp is a highly desiccating area, so it'll exfoliate itself quite well. And does it pretty uniquely. So some people more than others, which will lead to maybe seborrhea and things like that.
Loads of listener questions coming in. First, texter recently moved to Dublin from down the country. I've noticed my hair has been falling out in clumps in the shower. My roommate said the same thing happened to her when she moved into the house. Is this to do with chlorine in the water, or what advice would you have?
It can be, or where did they move? Dublin, old lead pipes. These are hard water, so anyway, softening the water or even a shower head that filters it is helpful. It mightn't be the thing that's causing it. The move itself could be stressful.
Okay.
New environment.
But not necessarily water.
Yeah, it mightn't be. It mightn't necessarily be. I mean, you're more susceptible to that if your hair is bleached or dry or dyeing your hair than anything else. For the water alone to make your hair fall out, it'd be unusual.
Right. So what would you suggest for them? Can't move back out at all.
Go and see a dermatologist.
Yeah.
Or have your blood tested. Make sure you're getting enough rest, nutrition, things to help lower stress.
A lot of questions coming in. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number, from people talking about, you know, itchy and flaky scalp, something that's come on quite lately, or sort of come on recently. They haven't changed products with regards to hair routine. Anything that might typically cause something like this?
The climate. Ireland.
Really, yeah.
Rotating your products is a good idea. Not sticking to the same things.
Why do we build up an immunity, do we, to them?
Yeah, it's just some people, even in recent times, have come across a lot of people whose hair hygiene is falling way short of what it should be, that they've decided, I'm staying away from shampoo completely. And you can't do that because you're going to just get a build-up of Malassezia, yeast, seborrhea, all deleterious matter that lands on your scalp. And if your scalp is not respiring or breathing, it won't lend itself to being healthy or your hair being healthy, which is really connected to the microbiome of the scalp.
How often should you wash your hair?
You can wash your hair every day if you wish
to. Even if the hairdresser says it's going to wreck the condition.
Well,
and
well, here's the thing. Say you have an oily scalp, right? You're excreting more DHT then. That's linked, that is causation in male pattern hair loss. So more shampooing. The oil will cause you irritation. You can build up a sensitivity to your own sebum if you've pityriasis, for example, dandruff. So therefore, washing your hair is the only way to expel that oil.
Yeah, so we should be washing it every day.
Well, between about every other day is what I like to say.
Okay.
Yeah.
29.
Unless you have bacteria in your scalp or something, in which case every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
29-year-old man, Carl, with male pattern baldness, runs in the family. In the last couple of weeks, my hair has started to thin now on top. Is there anything I can do to stop the thinning, or is this just purely genetic?
Yes. Again, washing your hair more.
So even if it's fallen out, continue to wash it more frequently.
Well, let's see if there's something on the scalp. Go to a trichologist. Have a look. This is the important thing. Minoxidil, finasteride, FDA approved low light lasers are what's recommended. Laser for people who don't want to take prescription medications or that have side effects. But that's the sort of route with androgenetic alopecia, which is male pattern. Again, ruling out any hormones of the thyroid being involved. So your blood test is an important thing to do. Deficiencies in the blood is helped, because all of those things will accelerate any hair loss condition, even if it's genetic or not.
Listener, just wondering about, you know, maybe particular products or ingredients that they should include or avoid in their hair routine. Like, is shampoo and conditioner enough?
Yes, if you're bleaching your hair, you'll want a mask, particularly if you're in cold weather.
How often should you do that?
With bleached hair, I mean, say you're a very active person and you're running or you're going to the gym, you should be doing about a minimum of 5 shampoos a week to clean your hair, clean your scalp.
So every time you're exercising, you should be washing the hair then?
Pretty much afterwards, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the
scalp that respires is healthy, and that'll give you healthy hair.
And then
mask, even leaving a mask overnight is good for your hair to seal the cuticle. Because back to the hard water again, that'll parch your hair and make it very brittle. And then even brushing it is going to damage it. So
you're
trying to seal it.
Brushes you should avoid, or is it totally dependent on your hair?
Well, if your hair's falling out a lot, I would tend to say that that we call them the prongs and the brush, that they're all at an even level and splayed. Okay,
nearly so kind of bristle, nearly like that floor brush type.
Yes, if they're all at the same even level,
right?
Like that. Okay, so you're smoothening the outer cuticle, not something that's going to allude to take out tangles, for example, because it might give you a bit of mid shaft breakage and cut into hair that's already fragile or feeling a little bit under stress.
Okay.
So being kind to your hair, treating it like a silk blouse.
Yeah, because we spend so much time, you know, minding our skin and looking after our face
and
the hair often never gets near the same attention. Listener has eczema on their scalp. Is sulfate-free shampoo the best to use?
Yes and no. Again, I think varying the shampoo is important. Sulfate free completely won't clean everything off your scalp. Eczema we know is dry, but remembering that yeast is growing all the time. There's lots of microorganisms growing in the scalp, staph, pittosporums, and to clean them off, you might have a sensitivity to them that's aggravating the eczema. So sulfate free, completely paraben free, you know, some of the time, some of these shampoos, you may as well be just washing with water because there's very little in them. So you do need a decent enough, even a mild shampoo as well.
Is also required. Is also. Even
so again, back to the varying the products, not just sticking to one.
Carl Johnson from Universal Hair and Scalp Clinic in Dublin. Carl, thanks a million for joining us Lunchtime Live today.
Happy
email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.